Now let's go back to northern Italy and the coronavirus outbreak there. Police have manned checkpoints around a dozen quarantined northern towns. Schools have been closed, public events called off, including the final days of the Venice Carnivale. Earlier, our reporter Adele McAllister spoke to Vincent Healy from Dublin. He lives in the heart of the affected area in Lombardy with his Italian wife and their two young children.
There are two versions of lockdown that we're in at the moment. We're in the yellow area, which is the voluntary lockdown, but all schools, universities, bars, museums, sports events, everything has been cancelled or closed. So there's not much to do anyway. So we've been at home since Saturday. We decided to lock ourselves down on Saturday just to be on the safe side. And then there is the red zone, which is kind of military controlled, where you can't go in or out. And I believe, I believe that there has been new laws passed, emergency laws, that will basically make you a criminal if you do try to pass those lines. And that's basically it. We're in lockdown for the foreseeable future. Most people are they're respecting the idea, and I think it's great. I think as a country, Italy really pulled together, and it could have gone the other way. People may have just thought it was nothing and that it would just go away, but it seems to be getting worse. But I believe it could have been much worse.
And just tell us, what have you been told on radio and TV there? What kind of information are you being given about it?
On two fronts, basically. The first front is the facts and the figures about the virus, the amount of people contagious, the places where they have, where they've presented, and the number of deaths. Secondly, we're being told to wash our hands if we have to leave the house, wear a mask, and we're also being told don't leave the house unless it's absolutely necessary. And most people are respecting that, which is good. I think people are quite happy to do that. It'll take about 2 weeks in total because of the incubation period of the coronavirus. So we've got up to 14 days before everybody knows they're safe, to be honest. But that might sound like panic stations, but we're all respecting the best things that we can do by staying at home. So so far, so good. That's all I can say. This could have been worse. So the media are... and the government themselves are given good, clear, strong messages to the public. And that is stay at home, contain it. And that's basically their message to us.
And Vincent, how are you managing the day-to-day, going to work, getting food, looking after your two young children, yourself and your wife? How are you managing your work there?
Well, I'm fortunate enough, and my wife as well, that we can both work from home. I usually work in Milan, but I can work from home as well at the same time. Regarding food, on Saturday morning, we just had a hunch. And after the first case, we decided to stock up a little bit extra. We didn't want to panic, but we just thought, I don't know how this could go. One case, there's never just one case. So let's just get a bit of extra pasta in and a bit of extra rice and a few tinned goods, just in case this goes the long haul. And then in the Saturday evening or Sunday morning, the Italian government did create the yellow zone and the red zone. And everything was, schools were cancelled. Everything just got cancelled then. So we were kind of prepared for it anyway. We had adopted the idea that we were going to do it regardless. People panicked at the weekend a little bit, as you can imagine. It's a very unusual thing to be presented with. And they panicked a little bit, and then they all stayed home. So we're just going to sit it out.
Vincent Healy, who is self-quarantining with his family in Lombardy, talking to our reporter Adele McAllister, and we'll be hearing about some of the more unusual Irish pre-Lenten customs and also about the legacy of the former Egyptian president Hosni Mubarak, and that's after this break.